Well, hi, I'm Buzz Knight, and I host this podcast called Taking a Walk. And sometimes we do virtual things. So right now we're doing a virtual, it's called StreamYard. And there's a man who is really integral to the Taking a Walk podcast, who is roaming the country, literally. And he does amazing work. And I've known him forever, and it's Bob Malatesta. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Buzz. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So you're somewhereville, Texas.
I'm in Mineral Wells, Texas, which is just west of Dallas, on my way to New Mexico.
So this is a journey that you have documented on your YouTube channel with those crazy dogs, Travel Logs with Bob and Dogs.
That's correct. The 30th episode is about to be released.
So how do people subscribe to that, too?
Go to YouTube, search Travel Logs with Bob and Dogs, then subscribe, or they can go to UncleBobsSoup.com, and there's a link directly to the videos from there.
That's exciting.
I've been Uncle Bob for a long time, and I thought about making soup once, so I've owned this URL since the 90s, and I finally did something with it.
What sort of soup do you favor, by the way?
It depends on the weather. In garden season, I love a gazpacho. Cold, raw, snowy days, like is currently happening in Maine, 2 feet of snow on the ground right now. It's a good day for maybe a beef stew or a homemade chicken noodle. I have like five different ways of making that, and I just can't get enough of it.
Oh, God, you're killing me. You were really killing me with just the talk of the soup. You favor a mulligatawny anytime?
I have not had it.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it doesn't sound good when you say chicken soup and apples, but it's really good.
Well, I will put it on my list for when I'm back to making soup, because I'm not making it in my little 19-foot van that I'm living in. There's barely room. There isn't room for the dogs and I to go in opposite directions in here. So we have to back up into a corner so that the other one can go by.
How do they feel about that?
They're pretty happy. We just went for a little 3-mile walk, and now they're out cold.
Oh,
they don't even notice that you're here talking to me.
That's otherwise the best they'd be going crazy. That's the best way to have them, right?
Yes.
One last thing on soup. Do you find ever in your heart the being a lifelong New Englander to accept Manhattan clam chowder?
It's not as bad as it sounds.
I think it's really good.
Yeah, no, it is good. It's when it's well, like anything, when it's well made, it's really good. I have not been able to bring myself to actually make it, but I will eat it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get it in these parts, as you know. So what's the food been like on the road? I know this is not really a food podcast, but we can make it whatever we want since we're in charge. So
I've done a lot of cooking for myself because I carry a little grill with me. And so I take a protein and some vegetables in foil, throw them all on the grill, and it's easy to eat and there's nothing to clean up. But I did have in Texas a life-altering barbecue experience.
You did. Do I tell.
It was pulled pork that was like a melted stick of butter. And the sauce was perfect. And it came with slaw that was fresh and homemade. And the pinto beans were simply the best bean dish I have ever had. It had smoke and onions and juice. One of the things about barbecue beans on the side that I've had with barbecue is they're almost always really, really dry. And these were nice and juicy. And I think they even had shredded carrot. It was to die for.
And was it like a hole in the wall?
Yeah. And I think it was a family that was running it, and it was called Bodacious Barbecue.
I like that.
And the guy who was running the barbecue pit, I thought, there's something weird about that guy. I'm 6 feet tall, okay? This guy was 6 feet three or four, and he had to be 400 pounds. And I watched him reach into a steam table and barehand a pork butt and pull it out and put it onto his cutting board. He was a big barbecue machine.
I love the visual.
But it was great. And apparently they were running a catering operation out of the back, too. So,
what do you suppose his name was? Maybe Junior?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't Kevin, I can tell you that.
People are amazed when I explain to them that you're on this journey and we're still able to, put podcasts out. Can you explain how that works?
Well, when I was a baby and started doing radio production, you needed a 100-pound tape deck and a huge console and other things. But I have an audio interface, a laptop, and two different ways to connect to the internet, and that's really all I need.
And you need a place to plug in, right?
I carry a hotspot, and I've had all down the East Coast and across the South, I've had excellent internet connectivity between the wireless hotspot and my phone. If one doesn't work, the other one almost certainly will. We'll see what happens as I head further west, but
it's been no issue, so it's
no.
Yeah, but some of this was how you scouted where you were going too.
Yes.
Mm. And have the people been generally nice?
Yes. My dogs barked at someone and they were not very nice about it. We were going up a mountain and these other people were coming down, and the dogs can be unpredictable when they meet strangers, mostly because they're on leashes, I think. But I went well off the trail, but to get off the trail, I had to go up a slope, and the dogs were fine. But the people who went by had a dog, and the little one lunged at the dog. Then Bruno lunged at the dog and they pulled me. I fell down the hill, got all scraped up. And the guy said, "Are you okay, sir?" But the woman said, "Great, now I have to be next to him," meaning me, splayed out on the ground. Other than that, the people have been really, really just wonderful, really nice people.
Nice. I love it. Well, I'd say our test works of StreamYard, but we'll have to ultimately listen more, but it seems like it works.
Yes.
So this will hopefully come in use for some future guests here. We're rounding 46,700 downloads as we speak, so we're almost ready to crack that 50,000 marker.
Wow.
Which is a good one, and couldn't have done it without you, so thank you, and safe travels.
Glad you still let me play in your sandbox.
Thanks, Bob.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.